Hey, shalom, shalom. Wherever you are tuning in from, my name is Ethel, and I'm here as usual to speak to you and to pray for you. If you're tuning in right now, this is Anchor FM Ethel. I'm here to talk to you about your life, how you got to live your life. You know, as a man, as a woman, as a living soul on earth, your main purpose is to worship the Creator and keep His laws. My previous episode, I talked about women, holiness, and how you have to live in the society. Today, I'm going to talk about women continuously. You know, in this our present generation, especially these children of the millennium, okay, the 21st or 22nd or 21st century, if I'm not mistaken, 21st century. There's a lot of abominable things going on, you know. And as a woman, have you checked around yourself to witness or to see what is going on around you and the society in general? Have you asked yourself a question, why are there so much single women around? My sisters, I want to speak to you right now because it just dawned on me and the Spirit of the Most High God is speaking through me to you people. Isaiah 4 verse 1 said, a time will come when seven women will cling to just a man and say, let us just answer your name. That alone is telling you that it is not normal. It's a curse. It's a curse. And that is exactly what is going on right now. A lot of single women all around. And a lot of single men too. But what is the issue? It's just that we fail to understand the principle of nature. You can't play around nature. You can't be a bad woman and expect a good man. If you are a bad woman, you expect a bad man too. Because whatever you put out is whatever you're going to get. That is the law of nature. So when you put out wickedness to a man, you're going to get back wickedness. Nature will pay you back. And that is why you can't last. And that is why you can't be together. The same thing goes to the man too. As a man, if you are a wicked man to your wife or to your girlfriend or whatever woman that is by your side, she will give you wickedness back. And that is what is going on. This generation is so bad in such a way that you can't trust each other again in relationships. A man and a woman cannot trust each other. They be together and they start doubting, will it work? Is she playing on me? That is not how it should be. And that's the reason why we have a lot of single people out there, especially the women. I'm talking to the women because the women are the ones that are really portraying this wickedness. They are the ones really showing it practically by dressing abnormally in public, by acting like men when you are obviously a woman, disrespect, And, you know, this flirty attitude. Like I said before, every man has pride. Why would you give out your body free and you expect him to buy it and value it? Free things are not valued. If you got a gold in your house that you buy, would you like to throw that gold away? You wouldn't want to do that. If you got a diamond, a real diamond, you wouldn't want to throw it away. You wouldn't want to give it out because it's so precious to you. It's expensive. So you don't expect to sell out yourself free in public, advertising your body with nude clothes, transparent clothes, and some even wear shorts. Something a man cannot wear outside is what women are putting on right now. A lot of women are out naked while the men are partially covered, which is not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be the other way around. A man can go out with shorts. A man can go out with his sneakers, with even his pants. It's a boxer pants, boxer shorts, whatever you call it. But a woman exposing her laps is a disgrace. The lap of a woman is what she uses to nurture her baby. The breast of a woman is what she uses to feed her child. Why would you keep exposing those important parts of your body? Your laps, your boobs, your whatever. From your knee up to your neck, supposed to be covered. Because everything about that, all of those parts are sacred. They are important. Your breasts are important. Your stomach, your laps, they are all important. But I see a lot of women wear transparent clothes, walk up to the shop, to the whatever, Walmart or wherever, half naked. A disgrace. And sometimes you even see such women with a man. A man is holding their hands and they are dressed half naked. He is properly dressed and she is dressed half naked. And they walk up to the shop to get something in the shop. I'll be like, why is this man dressed properly and this lady is dressed naked? I keep wondering. So do you think when you dress that way, he's holding your hands, you walk up to the shop, get whatever you want to work, you think he's going to keep you as a wife? You are just a toy he is playing with. And after he's done with playing that toy, he go get a brand new one again. Do you think men are stupid? You can only get few men that are stupid. Probably they overlove. But real men are not stupid. A real man don't go for looks. A real man goes for your attitude, your character, the way you are presented in a society. Intelligence. A real man needs a woman that is hardworking and intelligent, not your outfits. How could you stoop so low? Are you not that beautiful that you can cover yourself up? When you cover yourself, that makes it even more better, because he keeps wondering, you keep him in suspense. He keeps wondering what's under your body. But when you let it open, when you give it out, he won't value it. He won't value you. He has seen it. There's nothing he can pay for. What is wrong with you? It is due to this attitude in this generation that the fulfillment of Isaiah 4 verse 1 is here. You caused it. You caused that prophecy to be fulfilled. Your attitude, your character, your ways of dressing, everything you do. And these same women pass this on to their children. How can you be a whore having a girl child and you expect that girl child to grow up to be good? Of course, she sees what you're doing. She's gonna start it one day and rebel and say, "You did it after all, so I can do it." And that's how we keep breeding bad eggs in the society. I'm talking to women. I don't want to go to the men. I will go to men. But I'm talking to women because you are the sole foundation of every family. You build. So what kind of family are you trying to put up? What kind of character are you passing on to your children? It's a disgrace. We have to turn back to our ways of dressing properly to get back our men. And that's the only way the Most High God can reverse that curse, so we can live happily as man and wife. Let me go into wickedness. When you are in a relationship as a woman, married or about to get married, I see a lot of women rebel. You rebel. You're rebellious. Do you know your husband, your boyfriend? No, I'm not going to talk about boyfriend. It's a sin. But I'm trying to say something there because I know a lot of people caught before marriage. But if you had to caught before marriage, then stay away from sex, because it's a sin. Or if you know you're not going to get married to her, don't do it, because it's a sin. And you, the man, will bear the sin, because you have deceived her into believing that you're going to marry her. So let me talk to the married ones. So when you're married to a man, you need to know that he is the captain of that house. He is the captain of the house. And like I said before, two captains cannot be in a ship. You can never have two captains on a ship. It's not possible. There will be confusion. The ship will drown. That is how it is in the household. When you marry to a man, you need to know he's the captain of that house and let him have his way. Let him have his way. You can assist him. You can seek for advice. You can talk to him about things you don't like. But you don't have to say, "If you don't do it, I'm packing my bags and I want to leave." Or, "If you don't do it, get out of my house." Every man's got a pride. Every man got pride. And a lot of you women do it. And you remain single. Because this same man you're kicking out, he's got pride. That is default in every man. He's got his own pride as a man. And then when you kick him out, he swallows his pride and goes to the next woman. That is why you're all single. But when, as a good woman, you need to know that when you love a man, when you love your husband, you're going to forgive him. I'm not talking about a threat to your life. If he's a threat to your life, you don't need to be with him. But whatsoever your husband has done or is doing, there's always forgiveness. He's got a conscience. Every man has conscience. And don't forget, the Most High God is also watching. And when you keep forgiving and loving and praying, his conscience and the Most High God will make him change. You cannot change him. You cannot change an adult man as a woman. If you think you can do it, you will fail. The only way a man changes is when he realizes his faults. And how do you get to make him realize his fault? You think it's by fighting? No. It's by talking him to it, telling him what he's doing, and keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. It breaks a man down. When you keep forgiving, it breaks a man down. A real man will know that, yes, you are a woman. Women, I'm speaking to you. Bring down that pride you have in your heart. In you. Just put it down. That feminism, put it down. That is evil. Learn to respect your husbands. Learn to take orders from your husband. I do not say you shouldn't speak out when he's wrong. You have to speak out for your right. And sometimes you can leave him, but divorce is a sin. So I would always advise, if you have a problem with your husband, give him a break. You can go to his mother's house. You can go to his sibling's house. Or probably you can still be in the same house with him. And just give him a break. And pray about it. Pray about it. Because divorce is a sin. Pray about it. There is nothing the Most High God cannot do. And just because you cannot humble yourself to say I'm sorry to your husband, and that is why you are not together. Sometimes, even when he is wrong, tell him I'm sorry. It is a shame to his face. That is the biggest shame you can give to a man. Deep down in his heart, he knows he is wrong. And when you turn to him and say, I'm sorry, despite I know I'm innocent, or despite I know you are wrong, I'm sorry. It's a shame to his face. And this is how you break a man. And this is how you make him realize he has to change. When a man is cheating on you, and you know quite well he's cheating on you, make him his food. Cook for him. Yes. Clean the house. Wash the bedsheet. Do the laundry. Do everything you're supposed to do as his wife. And leave the rest for the Most High God. Listen, let me tell you, it works. It works like magic, more than you expect. Nature doesn't cheat. Nature gives you what you get, what you want. If you want evil, you get evil. And then let me tell you, that man cheating on you will one day realize he's got a treasure. And then you will be the one that laugh last. I am not advising any woman to go tug of war with her husband. It's uncalled for. Men love women that are humble. Men love women that are respectful. Men love women that take orders. Why? Because they are men. Because they are created to be the boss. Because they are created to be the head of the family. It is a default position, and you can't rob them of it. You can't be a man living with a man. He will be so done with you. two men cannot live together. It's either you humble be a woman or you get out of his life. And that's why you all been single, baby mamas. Because you want to be the man in the house. Because you want to be the same, of the same level with your husband. No matter what, every woman needs to be submissive. Every woman needs to be submissive. When that submissiveness comes in, automatically your husband will change. The Most High God is punishing the women of this generation because they are the ones that has made the men of this generation to go down. You are being used by the enemy. Women, weaker vessels, you are being used by the enemies to bring down the nation of the black community, of the black race. And you ain't seeing it. You ain't seeing it. All you know is, he's cheating on me, I'm leaving, I'm doing that. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. What did your ancestor, how did your ancestors live with their wives? How did they live with their wives? Your great grandparents. Were they rebellious? Were they half naked? Ask yourself such questions and then look at yourself if you are doing that. I bet you, keeping yourself in the appropriate way will always result in good things. There's no way bad things can come when you planted. You can't plant a yam and sow corn. When you plant a yam, you're going to reap yam. So as a wife, when you sow a seed of hatred, feminism in your household, you're going to reap being single. You're going to reap disrespect in the society. You're going to reap sadness. All those are disaster. All those things makes you as a woman to be useless. I'm talking to you by experience because I've been through it. I'm not righteous. I am not. But I've had experiences in the past. And I'm speaking to you. This is the cause. And when you change from those ways, you will be happy. You will get your own man. I pray, let the Most High God bless this world and make you change and become the good woman that will bring up the next generation that will worship the Most High God. We need to start passing good life, teaching our children how to live a good life in a society and how to worship the Most High God, how to read the Most High God's law. We need to start teaching our children so that the next generation will have access to salvation. When you do this, you earn a portion of the Most High God. You earn a part, a place from the Most High God. His blessings will go to you. It goes to you. When you teach his law and pass it on to your children and make them become useful in the society, useful to the Most High God, you will never be forgotten. The Most High God will bless your generation. And this is what the Most High God seeks from you women. Change from your evil ways so that you're going to be called a wife. So that you're going to live a happy life. Please, this is my candid advice today. May the Most High God bless you and keep you. In the name of Yahushua Mashiach, I want to pray for you. Almighty and everlasting Father, King of glory, everybody that tuned in and listened to this program, I pray for your mercy. Let your mercy go with them, Father. Have mercy upon your children and deliver them from their iniquities. Father, let your Holy Spirit dwell in their lives and go with them wherever they go to. Fight their battles, Heavenly Father. Heal their diseases. Heal their diseases. Heal their diseases. Father, those in the prison yard, Father, set them free. The innocent ones in the prison yard, set them free in the name of Yeshua. I pray for the children, the little children, I pray for them. Father, set them free. I pray for the elderly. Father, the air we are breathing is contaminated. I pray, Father, cover your children wherever we go. In the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Thank you, Father. And if you're listening to me and tuning in this station, my name is Ethel. And I'm always here to speak to you. Share this program with your friends. Always tune into my channel. You can support if you have. And I would really appreciate if you share this. Share it to your friends, to your relatives. Because the word in it is powerful. I want people to start thinking. I want people to wake up. And I want them to know the cause of the problems we are having because of it. Women, because of your problems, I want you to know the cause of your problems. Okay? So share it. Share it. May Yahweh bless you. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Good morning. Ground rising. Wherever you're listening to me from. Okay, this is Ethel. Once more, I'm here to speak with you and to pray for you. In continuation of my topic, holiness, I'm here to continue telling you about how you're going to wake up and be the person that the Most High God wants you to be, which is a man, a woman filled with the Spirit. And a man, a woman filled with the Spirit is greater than everything on earth. When you are filled up with the Spirit of the Most High God, when you can see and communicate with the Most High God, you have everything. You have everything. You are better than the president of any country. Okay? Because you got what they don't have. You can see the spiritual realm. You can see what they don't, what they cannot see. What money cannot buy. Money cannot buy those things. And that is what you have. And that's what I'm here to tell you on how to keep yourself. And you know, what has made us not to achieve the godly powers and what has made us not to achieve those gifts in us is because of sin. And it's because of immoralities, abominable acts that we do day and night in our daily lives. That's why we cannot achieve that godly life. Okay? Yeah, they said, the Bible, the word of the Most High God said, ye are gods. Of course, it's true. Yes, it is. Because there's this ability in you, there's this gift or special power given to each and every one of you to be able to control and live in this life, this earth. Because this realm where you are right now, you're going to leave one day. You're going to die. And you're going somewhere else. You don't know where you're going to after you die. So for you to be able to live in this realm and succeed, you need not to go with the things of this realm, which are the earthly desires, those abominable things. You got to live against it for you to be able to grow. So for your spirit to grow, you got to walk against your flesh. So that's what I'm here to talk about. And that's all I'm telling you right now. I want to speak to the women right now. As a woman, you don't need to be a wicked woman. When I talk about being a wicked woman, a woman that is full of the qualities of a Jezebel, the woman that walks out on the street half naked, a woman that is going out like having multiple men in her life, a woman that don't want to keep a man and don't want to be humble. It's not all about your dressing sometimes. It's not all about the way you talk in the society sometimes. It's not all about the kind of man you have sometimes. Sometimes I bet you, if you aren't humble, if you cannot humble yourself for your partner, if you cannot be humble as a woman and live that life of a woman when you are in a relationship, it will not work for you. So a lot of you women fool with these wicked qualities of the devil, and you really want a man to keep you. Let me tell you one thing. There's something you need to know. As a woman, when you are modestly dressed, when you covered completely, that's what they call attractive. A man don't want to see your nakedness. When you open your body for a man half naked, you have already told him what you got. You have already told him that you ain't expensive at all, because he ain't seen that package, that full package cover. Yeah, he's not seeing it. You just showed it to him free. And that's what you are walking around on the street putting on all of these revealing clothes and naked clothes, and you think you can get a man with that? No, you cannot. That's the truth, because you have already showed him what he is supposed to see or what he's supposed to buy. You're advertising yourself in public. That cheap, you have to cover yourself. There are a lot of ways you gotta cover yourself and you still look attractive. And you just keep him in suspense, and he keep wondering what is hidden behind that beautiful body. My dear sister, that is what is holding you down. That is one of the qualities why you are still there. Nobody is keeping you down. Nobody is taking your man. And I bet you Isaiah 4 verse 1 is talking about these wicked women. Because I bet you the ones that are good will always prevail, will always succeed, will always meet the right people. You keep saying you've had a lot of men in your life, but they keep failing you. Yeah, it's true, it's possible. But you have to change and say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Okay? When you mean you're not doing that anymore, change your lifestyle. Look at yourself. Ponder, what is it that you're doing that is wrong? Are you just falling for them and giving your body? Stop it. If you put in something that is like revealing, stop it. And just quit. Think about keeping your body holy, your temple holy. Keep your body, the inner part of you, holy by abstaining from fornication. And then go on your knees and talk to the Most High God. Dress in modest way. In a modest way, in a good way that the society will welcome. Not what is embarrassing that makes people look at you twice and say, hey, what's wrong with this lady? What is she putting on? You know, you are thinking you are... You put on something that attracts men. You know, let me tell you, flies. You know, flies they like dirty things. Flies, fleas, they like dirty stuff. Okay, they perch on smelly stuff. And if you think you want to attract a bunch of men in your life by putting on something that is revealing, you are only attracting people that will just come and shit on you and leave. Because you ain't telling them, they know deep in their head that you have showed that same body to 20 men while you walk past the street. 20, 30 men have seen the half naked of a woman I intend to marry. That's what goes around the head of a lot of men. So even when you look at her, she's beautiful. You had her for the night. He would start thinking, oh my God, the way she was dressed. I believe like 10 or 20 other men have seen her the way she dressed. And that's a woman I want to keep as a wife. Like 20 men have seen her body already. Like even if they don't have sex with her, they've already seen some part of her body. Every man got a pride, my sister. Let me tell you, every man has a pride. The way you lay your bed, that is how you lay on. The way you dress your bed, that is how you lay on it. If you want to choose to have multiple men in your life, different kind of men in your life, let me tell you, my sisters, you will keep having break in heartbreak. And until you stop that evil, Isaiah 4 verse 1 is there waiting for you. That is not normal. It is not normal in the society where you got shut up. No, there's always a man for every woman. There's always a man for every woman. But if you cannot, and you are that kind of woman that want to stick with another woman as a second wife or probably a sister wife, then something is wrong. Something is wrong with you. The Most High did not create us to have multiple women. Did not create men. The Most High did not create men to have multiple wives. It is a standard they will have one. But as you want more than one. It's not a law. You can have more than one. But it is not what the Most High intend for you as a man. But that is not a law. The Most High did not put it as a law for you to have multiple women. But that is just part of a human kind of life. They are not contented with just one stuff. They want more than that. Is just a human attitude. So that is not a law. And it is understandable as a man, if you want to have more than one woman, it is understandable. And that is why Isaiah 4 from verse 1 says that a lot of women will want to hook up to one man just to answer his name. My dear, my sister, if this was normal, it would not be talked about. It is not normal. It is not normal that you want to hook up to a man that is already married. It is not normal. You got yours. And I'm going to tell you out there right now, until you keep away from those things that ain't good, you ain't going nowhere, my sister. Stop being the evil in the society. Stop teaching your girl children to be prostitutes. Stop teaching your girl children to expose their body and become or live the kind of life you lived. Having multiple men and baby daddies ain't nothing. Let me tell you something. Good name is better than riches. So if you think you got money, you got everything. Let me tell you, if you don't have a peace of mind or do the right thing in the society, it is wrong. You ain't going nowhere. My sisters, I'm speaking to you today. I'm going to talk about the brothers, the next topic. And I'm talking to my sisters because I feel so bad about what is going on. It is the desire for every man to have 10 wives. It is the desire for every man to have 2 wives, 3 wives. It's like a bonus. It's like serving different kind of foods with different kind of taste. That is what a man wants. And that is the nature of a man. No matter what, being a pastor, being a whatever, just offer them that. If the Most High God said today as a law that you can have whatever you want, whatever woman you want, 10, 15, every man will be glad to have them. Let me tell you the truth. They will be glad to have it. No matter your position in the society, no man can say no to more than one woman. But let me tell you, that is the nature of a man. It is not a law. It is not a law from the Most High God that you can have more than one. The Most High God ordained it man and wife. Not man and wives, But if it is your desire to do that, do it righteously and not like you got two wives and you love one more than the other. That is wrong. And that is why it is not there, because the Most High knows it's going to be a confusion. And most of the kings that had more than one never ended up rightly. They always ended up in disaster. They always ended up in a very bad way. And those are kings. Yes, our ancestors do have more than one wife. Yes, but though that wasn't really for like the pleasure, it is for businesses. Then they are worrying like women working. Every woman is under her husband. Women are not allowed to work. In those days, women are not allowed to work. They are not allowed to work. They only go to their small farms and get what? They are not allowed to work. And this is the attitude of our ancestors. And that is why they had multiple women, because they want the children of those women to work on their farm and cultivate more yams. So those days, our ancestors, the more your yam barn, the more rich or richer they see you in the society. That's how it is. But right now, in our own dispensation, in this generation, they got a lot of women working in the offices. A lot of women trying to do something just like the men are doing. So if a woman is doing that to assist you as a man, what's the reason for you to go and get more than one, if not for the pleasure? I'm not against polygyny. Like I said, it is your choice. You can do it, whatever. It's your choice. Just do it righteously. But I'm telling you right now, as a woman, for you to go into such stuff, check yourself. You have a problem. Check your attitude. Check your dressing. Check your spiritual life. There's a problem. I'm here to tell you something, my sisters. Live a good life. Live a good life. That's the only way you can be settled. Holiness is very important. It's very vital in your life. It's not all about your own sexual part. It's not all about your own relationship part. It's all about holiness. It's all about the standard. The standard of living you are meant to have here on earth. But a lot of us push that standard away and embrace something else. And that is why we cannot wake up. And I'm talking to you as a sister. If you really want to wake up, you want the Most High to speak to you, you want just drop everything that is immoralities, abominable stuff, drop it. Drop it. If you know you're fornicating right now, stop it. If you know you're committing adultery, stop it. If you know you aren't dressing properly in the society, stop it. Go on your knees, ask for forgiveness, and start praying, and start talking to the Most High God. Talk to the Most High God. He listens, he hears. It's not that people say there is no God, there is. He hears, but he looks deep into your heart, how serious and how changed you are. Not like he got a wash a pig all the time. No, you don't. You keep washing a pig, it goes back to the dead. So don't let the Most High God see you as a pig. Don't go back to that. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, my sisters. Please live a holy life. Try as much as you can to live a holy life. When you start living a holy life and eating the right food, you'll be attracted to things that are good. You'll be attracted to good men. Good men. Good men will come to you. Okay? Evil begets evil. And good begets good. If you aren't good, don't expect a good person. Every man has got a pride, like I said. If you feel you want to, first of all, reveal your body in public, thinking that you can get a man for yourself, I bet you till infinity it will never work. Because deep in his head, he's thinking that a lot of men have seen what he's got. And he will just eat you. He will just do whatever he wants to do and go. Just like others did. Because he don't want, no man want to see what, no man wants another man to see what they are having or what they had. That's how selfish men are, okay? If a man notice that You have paraded your body half naked in public, and a lot of his friends, his relatives are seeing you coming with a bomb shirt, with half naked clothes, transparent clothes. I bet you he's not putting you down. He's not giving you the ring. That's the truth about it. Because even on the bed, when he is sleeping with you deep in his head, he knows too well. He'll be thinking that, oh my God, look, this is what she wear. Oh, Harry has seen her. Oh, Tom has seen her. Oh, Peter saw her with that clothes. Shit. He will be thinking that in his head. And every man got a pride. They don't want nobody to see what they have. And that's what is keeping you. That's one of the things keeping you. I want to say something. I'm not here to bash anybody. I know everybody. I myself have gone through this before, and that's why I'm putting it up to you. I have gone through the stage of life, but I detected it so fast that I put a stop to it. And that's why I would always talk to my fellow women. I would always tell them the truth about life, period. So I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm just here to put out the truth, everything about me, and how I've been living and how successful it has been with me. So please don't take offense with anything about this. I'm putting the reality about life. And I pray you just get this, ponder into it, and come back to my station and listen more. Share this to your friends. Tell them to listen to my station every day. Most times I have the time. Sometimes I don't have the time. When I have the time, I will come here and put knowledge and pass knowledge to my people. This is what I am here to do, to pass knowledge to my people. And I pray for you. May the Most High God grant you heart desires as a woman. May the Most High God change you and make you become who you are supposed to be. In the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. This is Ethel. I'm here to say thank you. Anchor FM. Amen.